You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, story here from NBC News. Dan Rivera, a paranormal investigator and a handler of Annabelle, a doll that is rumored to be possessed by evil spirits. Dan Rivera has died at the age of 54. In a hotel room in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. He was not with Annabelle, the evil spirit doll, when he died. And authorities are saying that his death is not suspicious.
Sure it isn't. Okay.
God.
I bet Annabelle came to life and took his.
We are going to get to Scotty Scheffler here in a minute, but I just found this story on Facebook and did a little bit of research during the break. We're trying to get Matt Flaner to call in. Not sure if that's going to happen, but here's the gist of the story. When you hear about elder embezzlement, Scott, it can get up there. You know, stories that we've heard about Social Security fraud or someone taking someone's veterans benefits, like it can be substantial over many, many years. What is crazy about the story we're about to tell you about is the amount of money that was stolen from a pair of grandparents in Ray County over a relatively short amount of time. It is a stunning amount of money, okay?
Okay.
I believe they are now behind bars, but at the time of this reporting, an arrest warrant had been issued for a couple out of Ray County who allegedly stole more than $3.2 million from the husband's grandparents. They are Trenton and Kirsten Honsold. They each face two counts of financial exploitation of an elder or disabled person, two counts of stealing more than $25,000, and two counts of filing false documents. Trenton is also charged with a third count of filing false documents and forgery. Online court records reveal the alleged offenses date back to 2022 and most recently in February of 2025. Bank Midwest called police, and good on them. Bank Midwest, over suspicious transactions last June that they were worried might be fraud, right?
Sure.
Detectives say the alleged victims are 82 and 73 years old, suffer from memory loss, and were unaware of what was happening. This is his own grandma and grandpa. And the grandson and his wife, they also owned like a reptile store or something in Lexington. This involved the Department of Health and Senior Services Office, special investigators, but it's all because Bank Midwest was like, there's some irregularities in this account.
Was it after the $2 million or $3 million mark?
Yes. Investigators say that Trenton Hansold, the grandson, added himself to one victim's account at Bank Midwest and has taken more than $800,000 since November 2022, including $5,000 in monthly, quote, payments. Here's where the whopper of that money comes in. Prosecutors say he then went to the courthouse and changed the deed for the elderly couple's home and farm into his name.
And that's where the money is.
Sam, how can you just go to a courthouse in Ray County or anywhere else, walk in and say, we're going to change the deed and I want my name on it? For a farm?
I don't know that you can unless you have a power of attorney.
I have no idea.
A farm property could be worth millions of dollars.
Based on the location, yeah.
You would need more than a court clerk to sign off on that, wouldn't you?
Well, you would need a power of attorney.
It's amazing what you can get done with an extreme confidence.
Yeah, great point, Sam. Great point.
Just walk in, act like you're supposed to be there, act like you know what you're doing.
With confidence and some swagger,
yep.
You can probably trick everybody into doing anything.
The couple is now charged. Investigators say they will continue to look for the money. Quote, if the bank hadn't caught this, they would probably still be doing it. Here it is. Hansolds are currently in the Ray County Jail on $250,000 cash bonds.
Did you say that they face life in prison?
One of the stories I read said they face life in prison. Do you know what else they've done if this is proven to be true in court and it's not going to be hard to prove? They have not only stolen from grandma and grandpa, they have effectively cut out the inheritance for every other family member along that family tree.
Well, not for long. Not if they're convicted. The property.
The money is gone.
Well, did they sell the property? That's where the money is.
Well, $800,000 is gone.
Okay, the hard cash may be gone, or it may be in an account. We don't know that they spent it, all of it. If these allegations are true, I should point that out so we don't go to prison or get sued. But the real money is on that property.
That's where the money is. $800,000 is real money. And if you are.
I agree.
So keep in mind, this is the grandson who's accused with his wife.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, his either mother or father is the direct heir underneath grandma and grandpa. Either his mom or his dad. I don't know which one.
If they're still alive.
Can you imagine getting the phone call in your 60s where your retirement, you know, mom and dad are up there in their 80s. They have dementia. You are now in your 60s and your retirement is, I don't know if there's one sibling or five. And then you find out your adult son has stolen.
Allegedly.
I mean, wow.
Well, of course.
They will not be exchanging names at Christmas in that family.
No, and there's probably not going to be a Thanksgiving dinner that includes the two of them, would be my guess. But I go, you're right about the hard cash. The $800,000, God knows where that
is. It's gone.
Probably. But the real money's in that property. The land is where the money is. And that unless they sold that.
What did they do, allegedly, with $800,000? They owned, because Channel 9 did this story and Fleener was out there, the TKH Exotic Pet Shop in Lexington. All right, fine. Not going to make any comment about it other than to say that business looks like a ramshackle cinder block type business,
yeah,
right?
You're not going to make $3 million off an exotic
pet
business.
And so, you know, that's one of my questions. Were they going on lavish vacations? Were they driving around town in brand new cars? Where does $800,000 go? Not that money doesn't exist like that in Ray County, but this is a smaller in Lexington, Missouri. Where did that money go?
Well, we don't know, number one. Number two, it could have just gone into a bank account.
You don't think the feds would have found it by now? They're still looking.
913-586-7798. When we get back, we can talk about this a little bit more if you want. That's fine. But also these comments from Scottie Scheffler about reaching the pinnacle and it's never enough. Why is it never enough? Or is it? We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. That is their best song. There is no debate.
So listen to this. It's gone viral. You will see it all over your feeds. You will see the number one golfer in the world in front of the microphone ahead of the Open. And, you know, when I first saw it, scrolled past it. And then last night I saw it on ESPN. And then today I saw it again. And I thought, this must be something, because they all do these news conferences before every big game or big match or big round, and I kept seeing Scotty at the mic. Listen to this story from The Independent. Many athletes have experienced similar feelings to Scotty Scheffler, but few have ever voiced it with such clarity, and that's why this has gone viral. When they asked, what is it like? What is it like to win? He gave a startlingly honest speech. It's a 5-minute monologue. We're not going to play all of it, but it's so raw and honest when he says it feels like elation, Scott. Mm-hmm. And then it's gone.
I'm not here to inspire somebody else to be the best player in the world, because what's the point? You know, this is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of like the deepest, you know, places of your heart. You know, there's a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life, and then you get there and all of a sudden you get to number one in the world, and then they're like, what's the point? And, you know, I really do believe that, because you know, what is the point? You're like, why do I want to win this tournament so bad? That's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis. It's like showing up at the Masters every year. It's like, why do I want to win this golf tournament so badly? Why do I want to win the Open Championship so badly? I don't know. Because if I win, it's going to be awesome for about 2 minutes. And then we're going to get to the next week, and it's going to be like, hey, you won two majors this year. How important is it for you to win the FedEx Cup playoffs? And it's just like, we're back here again, you know? So we really do. We work so hard for such little moments. And, you know, I'm kind of a sicko. I love putting in the work. I love being able to practice. I love getting out to live out my dreams. But at the end of the day, sometimes I just don't understand the point, you know, because I don't know if I'm making any sense or not, but am I not? It's just one of those deals, you know. I love the challenge. I love being able to play this game for a living. It's one of the greatest joys of my life. But does it fill the deepest, you know, wants and desires of my heart? Absolutely not. You know, that's why I talk about families being my priority, because it really is. You know, I'm blessed to be able to come out here and play golf. But if my golf ever started affecting my home life, or it ever affected the relationship I have with my wife or with my son, you know, that's going to be the last day that I play out here for a living. You know, this is not the be all end all. This is not the most important thing in my life. And that's why I wrestle with, why is this so important to me? Because, you know, I would much rather be a great father than I would be a great golfer. You know, that at the end of the day, that's what's more important to me. Yeah. I mean, I could not care any less about being the favorite or not being the favorite. We all start even par, and tournament starts on Thursday. That's pretty much all that matters.
You couldn't have said it better. Man, his stock just went up on my market.
Oh, it's almost impossible not to root for him, Scott. He's such a good guy, beautiful family. And for an athlete to say, this is not what matters.
And he's so right.
And there were some commentators today I saw that took the wrong approach to sort of breaking down what was just said. And I've read a couple of people out there have said, he's given up. He's tired of winning. He doesn't have that fire in his belly anymore. I don't hear that at all. I hear that he's grateful. He's blessed to be able to do this. But after earlier on in the presser, he says, after you win, it's elation. And then it goes away. And it's like, okay, well, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? And then there's another tournament the next week. And he's not the first athlete to say this. There's actually a phenomenon called the Olympic Blues, where after the Olympics, and you win gold, you reach the pinnacle of your career, you've just won a gold medal.
Yeah.
Is it true that the only place to go after that is down, or a let down? And there's a phenomenon that I read about with someone who was much wiser about breaking down this presser, called the arrival fallacy. And it is a very real phenomenon. Arrival, A-R-R. I-V-A-L, not a rival, a rival fallacy.
So Olympic Blues refers to the depression and sense of loss that many athletes experience after the Olympic Games, stemming from the abrupt end of their intense training and competition cycle. This emotional letdown can be profound, as athletes who have dedicated their lives to a singular goal face a void when it is all over.
Michael Phelps, swimming phenom, gold medal machine, said back then when he won all those medals and cover of Time magazine, all of those things. And I quote, we dreamed the biggest dream we could possibly dream, and we got there. What do we do now?
Find something else. Have you ever been in a relationship with somebody who's a workaholic?
Yeah.
I have, more than once.
Because that's what keeps that person going?
For whatever reason, I'm not going to name names, but they know who they are. And it wasn't all the people that I have dated or been married to or whatever. I'm not singling anybody out by name. I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not a workaholic. I love what I do. I love what we do.
Yeah.
The things that we create, and the laughs and the entertainment. Hopefully it's entertaining for you guys. I love what I do, but I would be the last person to describe myself as a workaholic. Now, do I watch way too much cable news? Yes, but I find that entertaining to me. To me, I like to watch the news. It's just in my DNA. But I have been in relationships with people who are workaholics, and it is exhausting because they're never satisfied. They can never get to that point where they look around and they think to themselves, I've done it. They're defined. They are literally defined by their work.
But don't you think that's what sets him apart? Because he says he's not. Now, it's never
absolutely.
It's not been ripped out from underneath him. You often wonder, like, you know, you love it, love it, love it, and you say, I don't really understand the point. Well, what if it was taken away? it sounds like he has such a good head on his shoulders mentally. And they always say golf is 99% between your temples, right?
Right.
That he has figured out a way to be number one and still love the grind, but also realize this is not really what life's about. It's given me all of these things in my life.
Now, I will say this, though. It's easier to say that when you're number one.
Absolutely.
So if you're number 99 on the tour, and you're still, you know, longing and trying and practicing and working out to get to number one, you're looking at Scottie Scheffler and you're saying to yourself, shut up. Shut up. You can only say, you only have the privilege of saying that because you are the best at the moment. And it's easy to say when you've reached the pinnacle of your craft
or your career, whatever we're talking about.
Whatever it is. Right. Yeah. I'm not talking specifically about golf right now. Once you've reached the top, it's easy to say, I did it. The goal has been reached. And now I can, if I had to walk away from it tomorrow, I could do it. And I would be okay with that.
So the arrival fallacy is, and there's books written about this, and there's videos and all kinds of stuff. The arrival fallacy is the belief that achieving a future goal, no matter what that is in your life, will bring lasting happiness. When in reality, joy is often fleeting and then quickly replaced by new goals. It is the idea that once you, quote, arrive at a specific destination, you will be content. That really rarely holds true.
You know, Roy Williams always said when he was coaching at KU and even when he was at North Carolina before he retired, you know, they would get to the NCAA tournament and let's say, take 1996-97, for example, when they had that, what Roy Williams said was the greatest team I've ever coached. Mm-hmm. Jacques Vaughn, Paul Pierce, Rafe LaFrenz, all those guys. I mean, it was just an incredible team. And they got knocked out in, I believe, the Elite Eight by Arizona. And I don't remember if it was that news conference. I think it was where, you know, they were expected to win the whole thing that year.
Yeah.
And they had five NBA players on that roster.
Yep.
Five. Maybe six if you count Ryan Robertson. And a reporter asked him, do you feel like this was a huge letdown? And I think it was. I mean, I don't know how you could argue that it wasn't.
Right.
But he said, it wasn't about getting to the end. We enjoyed the journey.
Sure. And that's what this says about the arrival fallacy. You have to reset your mind frame that it is about the journey to get there, not the end final destination, because then you will be let down.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who's gotten to the top would tell you that. You know, it was getting...
Well, look at Tom Brady.
Getting there was more fun.
Why keep playing?
Well,
look at like a Brett Favre.
Or a Michael Jordan.
Like, why keep going?
Well, I believe...
Because you've been at the top.
They have an insatiable appetite for competition.
Yeah. From the text line, the goal isn't a ceiling, it's a launching pad for what's next.
913-586-7798.
You guys are very wise today.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hey, we need your help, and it's super, super easy for you to help us. Don't have to break the bank to do it. About $35 is all we need. Go to KMBZ.com in connection with KMBZ, Foster Adopt Connect, and Pinnacle Bank. We are raising money and asking for donations for school supplies so that the kids in the foster care system can start off the school year on the right foot with a brand new backpack and brand new supplies.
As Dana said, you can go to KMBZ.com and click on the backpack link. $35 will sponsor a fully stocked backpack. Or if you have brand new backpacks, pens, pencils, notebooks, crayons, folders, anything you would find on that traditional school supply list laying around, we will take your donation.
So go to KMBZ.com. You can make your donation there. Or if you have the items that Sam just listed off, you can drop those off at any of these three locations. The Foster Adopt Connect headquarters on East 37th Terrace in Independence, Missouri. Foster Adopt Connect KCK at 901 North 8th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, or at the Pinnacle Bank in Lake Lotawanna. The KMBZ School Supply Drive, our special thanks to Foster Adopt Connect and our partners at Pinnacle Bank. Here we go. A story here from Tennessee. A 16-year-old high school football player from Tennessee has been hospitalized in the ICU for days after he passed out at practice. Joshua Henderson, a 16-year-old football player at Bolton High School, was being treated for a heat-related illness at a children's hospital in Memphis I cannot pronounce. His mother, Angel Henderson, says he passed out on the football field during practice on Monday. Since then, the family's lives have changed. Joshua Henderson was in the ICU for days, placed on a breathing machine. His mother says he is now a different person.
Why does this...
happens every year.
Keep... happening. If you are a coach, you have to know, you have to read the stories of this happening. And the community colleges are even worse, Scott. The deaths that have happened in our area community colleges, especially from kiddos who transfer from like Minnesota, like where there you need time to acclimate.
Yeah.
Continuing from the why does this keep happening file. A Georgia canine died after being left in a hot patrol car for a, quote, unacceptable amount of time. He was newly sworn in.
Would you bust a window out, Sam, if you were walking by? Certainly for a child, I think most people would.
Yeah, of course.
Of a cop car?
No, not of a cop car, but of a vehicle. Let's say you go to a big box store and you look over and there is a dog suffering in someone's car.
So I have sat outside in the heat and watched to see how long it took before an owner came out. It never got to a point where I had to bust the window, but had it gotten to like an hour and a half, I don't know how long it takes, but if the dog started to look like it was struggling from the heat, I certainly would have busted the window.
And you can't be prosecuted for that now. There's like a law
even
here.
Even for a dog?
Even for dogs. You cannot be. Now, I would do it with 911 on the phone with me because I would be afraid that someone would come out and like shoot me if that was their car.
Remember that time you were in the gas station?
It was a Starbucks.
Was it a Starbucks? That's right.
Yep.
And the lady had left her kids
just
in the car.
Three kids in the car, toddler, and then, like
and
a five.
Yeah. And then when you gave her stink eye, it was your fault.
Yeah.
It was your fault she left her kids in the car.
But this Georgia police canine was just sworn in, remembered as sweet and goofy. We talked about it with a story that was somewhat local, either last year or the year before, how the cars have a built-in system that if the internal temperature reaches a certain degree, the car will turn on and the AC will kick on. This car's AC was not working.
Boo.
Yeah. Ooh. Wait, technology giveth and technology taketh away, and you can't rely on it. You just can't when it comes to something like that.
Aaron Rodgers' jerseys in Pittsburgh are flying off the shelves.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reports that while fans are buying his shirts ahead of the season, they're not doing it out of love for the future Hall of Famer. Says Danielle Dudas, who is an employee at Strip District T-Shirts, some people are like, I just want a shirt so I can go out and burn it. Multiple store owners added that sales are way up since Aaron Rodgers' arrival.
Guess who does not care what you're doing with that T-shirt?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. He is laughing all the way to the bank. You can set that thing on fire. Please go buy another and do it again.
I'm telling you, and I speak on behalf of Steelers Nation, no one wants this guy quarterbacking this team. No one.
Really?
No. I have a bunch of friends who are, not a bunch, but I have several friends who are Steelers fans here in town, including my almost next-door neighbor, Franco. Yes, his name is Franco, after Franco Harris. And everybody's like, why do we have this guy quarterbacking our team? It's going to be a long season. The city of Independence is putting out a plea for help as it faces months of costly repairs in three of its park restrooms.
Oh, did you see the photo of the damage?
I haven't seen the photo.
Oh, it looks like someone took a sledgehammer.
Well, they probably did.
To all of the bathrooms. Why? Why?
On Tuesday, so yesterday, the city and the police department posted a joint message to the community sharing the damage that vandals have caused in less than a month. At Hill and Cracker Neck Parks, restrooms were significantly damaged with urinals and toilets shattered. One confirmed to be caused by fireworks. The other is still under investigation. The repairs will cost thousands of dollars, and the restrooms at Hill Park will be closed for weeks, according to the city. The air conditioner at the Independence Athletic Complex was stripped for parts and is estimated to cost about $9,000 to replace. And the answer to your question is, why do people do this? I don't know.
I was also going to ask, I'd never heard the term Cracker Neck Park, but there's a little ecological reserve over there. There's scenic trails, hiking, picnicking, bird watching. I'm a fan.
The answer is people are dumb.
People are dumb. You have not whipped your addiction to birding yet?
No. No, I have not.
Do you have any birds at the new house?
No, we do.
Are they going to feed off maggots?
I feed them and I stop it. I feed them and I water them every day.
They do love eating maggots.
They do.
And today I looked at Libby and I go, look at those two Orioles. My God, they're beautiful. I go, look at the Orioles. And she goes, yeah, they're pretty. And that was the end of that conversation. I think she was like, okay, weirdo.
But Orioles aren't pretty.
They're gorgeous.
No,
with the orange or the yellow? They're gorgeous.
Like cardinals are pretty.
No, Orioles are stunning, Scott.
Bluebirds are pretty.
Join the birder phenomenon. Well, there's plenty of room for you.
Dana, I understand that. And I'll be honest with you, I am on the fringe. I'm moving my way in.
Yeah.
He got out of his car and he's like old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay.
She was talking about Dana.
No, she was talking about me. Sam, I had to get my eyebrows trimmed last night. Come on.
I don't think that makes you old. Again, I get mine trimmed.
Yeah, but you're a very hairy guy.
Okay.
Do you disagree?
I don't know. I don't go around comparing my hairiness to other people.
Do you have hair on your back?
Not that I know of.
Why do you ask him such personal, bizarre questions?
I'm trying to gain knowledge of his hairiness.
Yeah, no, I think we're good.
Next time I'm walking around the plaza, I'm going to walk up to every guy. Hey, take your shirt off. Let me see your hair. The back hair. Let's compare.
Weirdo.
The Obamas are laughing off divorce rumors. Barack and Michelle Obama playfully addressed headlines about their marriage during a July 14th episode. So that was 2 days ago of Michelle Obama's IMO podcast. At the start of the show, Michelle Obama revealed that she had a very special guest joining her and her brother, Craig, who is a co-host on the podcast. When they revealed that the guest was none other than the former president, Barack Obama entered the room. He gave Michelle Obama a hug and kiss on the cheek, which made her brother, Craig, say, "Wait, you guys like each other?" Michelle responded, "That's the rumor mill." They said they are still madly in love and they are not getting a divorce.
Good.
And a new study suggests that popular diabetes and weight loss medications like Ozempic and Manjaro.
DiGiorno.
It's not delivery.
May help protect against brain-related diseases like dementia and also strokes. I'm telling you, these drugs might be super drugs. Not only do they work for diabetes, they also can help people curb their addictions to alcohol.
Yep.
It doesn't cure your addiction to alcohol, but it can curb the cravings. Thank you. Now they're saying, can be used for weight loss. And now they're saying that Ozempic and DiGiorno could also be used for dementia and stroke prevention. Wow.
And how do you prevent dementia and strokes? You lose weight.
Well, being overweight doesn't cause dementia.
There's a difference between correlation and causation. You are right, Sam.
But is being overweight, does that cause dementia?
I think it has to do with I'm not a scientist. But you know it has to do with that stuff.
None of us are. And we
ophthalmologist. I'm no ophthalmologist.
I'm not insulting you. I'm insulting myself.
It has to do with the plaque that builds up around the little firing things in your brain.
Tell me more, doctor.
That's it. That's all I got.
913-5.
Neuroinflammation.
Google it. go to WebMD.
913-586-7798. I'm stealing this line from Dana.
Okay.
But if you've ever wondered if those commercials are live, they are. Those are not recorded. So anyway,
that was so bad.
Underdog is going to want their money back on that.
We have a list of things of important things we're supposed to do during the show, and I put my list away because it's almost six. And so I was over there, and Scott looked at me and he goes, "What are you doing tonight?" And I go, "Oh my gosh, Amy's coming over. I'm so excited." He's like, "That's cool." And I'm like, "The Royals are on." And he goes, "No, I don't." So we're talking about the Royals.
So I'm looking at the Royals schedule. I say they don't play till Friday against the Marlins.
Listen to Sam and the panic in his voice as he realizes I am nowhere near the microphone.
And not paying any attention to the fact is a dual read for the two of you. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey guys, you can go yard all baseball season long with Underdog's Champions Game. It's the All-Star break right now, but they're going to be getting back at it here pretty soon. And Underdog is the leading place to make all of your sports selections.
Okay, pause.
And you can play now.
If you see, we're in the business, so I can hear these things. Sam is stalling and over-enunciating certain words to try to get Dana's attention because she's in here talking to me. Continue.
But they're going
to
be getting back at it here pretty soon. And Underdog is the leading place to make all of your sports selections. And you can play now in Missouri.
That's right. Will you be next? Join us. All you have do is download the app. And
Dana has put her scripts away.
She has
no idea what she's talking about. And if you listen closely, I think at the end she goes, "You can play with some dollars."
Then you pick whether a player is going to go higher or lower on any one of their stats. I always say that Jack Caglione is going to go higher than like 4 home runs. Will you be next? You could start with as little as a dollar, Sam.
Stop.
That's right.
Stop.
Pause.
At this point,
Scott drops to the ground laughing.
Behind the scenes, what you don't see is I am on the floor. Dying. Sam tries to resurrect what is left of the commercial. Continue.
Start with as little as a dollar, Sam.
That's right. Once that entry feels right.
And Sam aborts. And he just gives up.
By the way, that website that I could not finish the second try is ncpgambling.org.
Yes.
And Sam,
if you feel like you have
can
a problem,
try with some dollars.
I was doing so
is
well
that
second
time. Is that how gambling works?
Just try with some dollars. Just a couple,
I know we got to get going, but can you just play that one bit one more time where Danny goes, you can play with some dollars.
That Jack Caglione is going to go higher than like four home runs. Will you be next? You could start with as little as a dollar, Sam.
They're not paying for that one. Birthdays today. Will Ferrell is 57. Jimmy Johnson, the coach, is 82. Stuart Copeland from The Police is 73. And Barry Sanders is 57. We got to run. If there's a God in heaven, we will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock, but we're not so sure anymore. But if we're not, we'll be at the boats playing with some dollars. Sam Stevie's our producer. Dana Wright's my good friend and co-host. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.